This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hey, Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfires continue to wreak havoc in California, north and south. More than 10,000 structures have burnt to the ground in the Camp Fire, which has also killed 56 people. A Cal Fire spokesman has more numbers on that blaze.
35% contained. Total personnel assigned to the fire, 5,473.
In the south near Los Angeles, the Woolsey fires destroyed about 450 buildings. That fire is also blamed for at least three fatalities. Lawyer Michael Avenatti is denying charges of domestic violence after his arrest in L.A. The lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels calling the allegations completely bogus, saying they're meant to hurt his reputation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The administration continuing to keep a close eye on Central American migrants, the first of whom have made it to Tijuana.
Defense Secretary James Mattis was at the southern border to visit troops sent to help stop illegal crossings. Mattis said troops right now are focusing on building fences.
With what we've been asked to do so far, probably within a week to 10 days, we'll have done what's needed. Now, there, of course, it's a dynamic situation. There'll be new requests coming in.
And that could include moving troops around as the caravans change course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia say the killers of journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be facing the death penalty. 11 people have been charged for the October 2nd murder. The first big winter storm of the season is hitting the eastern portion of the U.S. Winter storm alerts are in effect from Arkansas to Maine. And over 80 million people could be impacted. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today is Great American Smokeout Day. It's the annual intervention held by the American Cancer Society aiming to help people quit smoking cigarettes. And this year's theme is Day One, which means you don't have to quit today, but just start a plan to quit, since doing so is a process, according to experts. Over 30 million people in the U.S. smoke cigarettes, and smoking takes the lives of around 480,000 people a year. And the American Cancer Society says over 16 million Americans are living with some kind of smoking-related disease. Last night was country music's biggest night of the year as they handed out the 2018 Country Music Association Awards in Nashville. Among the winners for Entertainer of the Year, it was Keith Urban, who told reporters after his win,
"Someone said, did you do any campaigning?" And I went, "I just played every night. I mean, that was it. We just played and did what we do to every other tour."
Other winners include Carrie Underwood for Female Vocalist of the Year, Chris Stapleton for Male Vocalist, Luke Combs wins New Artist of the Year, and for Album of the Year, it's Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. Song of the Year and Single of the Year both went to Chris Stapleton for his hit, Broken Halos.
Broken Halos that he used to.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us another day to share together and to keep you up to date on what's happening in your world and what we need to be in prayer about. And speaking of prayer, we've got Dr. Alveda King to lead the way, and we're going to get into more detail about that. Dr. King, of course, the evangelist, director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life, the niece of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., and daughter of the civil rights activist, the Reverend A.D. King, and his wife, Naomi Barber King. And I understand we've had a quick disconnect here, but we're going to reconnect with her here in 2 seconds. Because I want to talk not only about the prescription that she has in mind as a reminder. It's an ongoing prescription. It's one that, we, you know, always stays before us for people of faith, and that has to do with prayer, and especially in light of the midterm wars and, of course, ballot counting and all that continues. So there's good reason to be in prayer there. But before we get to that, Alveda, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Can you hear me? Am I coming in clear?
Yeah, I got you now. We lost you there for a moment, but hey, we're connected, and you know, the forces really don't want us to talk because we want to address some important issues. And right off the bat here, I wanted to get your response to Hillary Clinton's Twitter declaration yesterday that abortion is now a woman's right.
Well,
and go ahead.
Well, by law, abortion is still legal in America, unfortunately, in some instances, up to 9 months. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. You can say the woman's health or her mental health is something like that. But with her saying that abortion is a woman's right, what we find out is that so many women have been hurt, traumatized, angry for various reasons, and feeling deprived of power. And they went to the womb to get that power. That's why Roe versus Wade became law in 1973. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm executive producer of that film, Roe v. Wade. I'm one of the executive producers. And we've been catching I won't say the word on the air, but we've been catching a lot of flack about trying to get the truth out. So with Hillary tweeting that, they're desperate. The ladies are angry, desperate, frustrated. And the only power they think they have is in the womb. But the real power comes through prayer. And we know that.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, to square up the language, because this is what's been happening in our culture today. Language has gotten fast and loose. And for somebody to make a declaration to say that it's a right, you and I, we were raised with the originalist concept of rights, that our rights don't come at another's expense. God, in his imminent love and wisdom.
Let me stop you right in the middle of that, because you've heard me say a woman really does have the right to choose what she does with her body, but the baby is not her body. So we have to ask, what about the civil rights, the moral rights, the human rights for the baby? And abortion really is a violation of human rights. And, you know, Mrs. Clinton knows that, but she's just in desperation. They're fighting for all they've got. And we really have to pray that they get their minds and hearts and bodies healed so that
exactly.
they can see clearly, you know?
Well, as we're told by the Word of God, and I'm really holding this to this, Alvin, is that, you know, God established the church with such power and authority, the gates of hell could not prevail against it. So, yes, holy, whatever you want to call it, is breaking out because we're starting to make penetration here. We are now warrioring up, but let's just say that, this war's been going on for a long time, and the church is starting to wake up to this, but this is our rightful authority and position that God has called us into. We cannot be MIA on this topic. As a result, already we're talking 60 million babies have been eradicated. They've been murdered in mothers' wombs across this country. And then, of course, we can talk around the world as well, and the numbers continue to skyrocket here. This is absolutely disgusting. And, you know, this is why this is all coming to a head and why there was so much commotion about, you know, about the Kavanaugh hearing and the confirmation. Because they know that the day of reckoning, at least, in terms of dealing with Roe v. Wade, has come. God forgive us, and God have mercy on our souls when it comes to judgment because of what's been done as a result of Roe v. Wade.
And I'm thinking about the book of Daniel. When Daniel prayed, and Daniel was living pretty much a righteous life with great sacrifice, refusing to bow down to Baal and all the other gods, the Asherah, all those different things. And the word hell is real, people. I just was trying to be cute, but hell is real. And so what they're doing is bordering on the flame. And we have to fear God. We have to fear judgment. But we have to also know that God loves us. Daniel prayed and repented in the Bible for himself and for everyone else. He didn't count himself any better than anybody else. And so as we are repenting and asking for forgiveness, even with the misunderstanding that we're separate races, you know, God made the human race out of one blood. That's in Acts 17:26. So as human beings who fear God, who are designed by God to love and worship and to do what is just and what is right. So we, there's a righteous indignation from such a tweet with great understanding of angry women who would do anything for vengeance. And it's really against their own lives because killing a baby And the abortion process often hurts the woman. Sometimes women die from legal abortions with septic illnesses, or they get on all the substances, things and abuse substances and different things like that. So abortion is I would say to women, I would often say, you want to take away my right to abort? I said, well, ma'am, it'll also give you the right to have breast cancer, cervical cancer, depression, substance abuse, misery and pain. I don't want to fight for you to have those, ma'am. I want to fight for you to be healthy and to have joy. So there's got to be a better way than killing your baby and hurting yourself. So these things really still have to be pointed out to these people.
And you're not even touching, even with that statement, as powerful as it is, Alvita, is we haven't even touched on the psychological impact that we're hearing anecdotally today. I mean, the reason that women across this country are responding and saying, look, we've been lied to. This isn't what we thought. We were told that it was just, you know, like a tumor. It was just like excess tissue. And now, because of the sonograms and the technology, we're seeing exactly what happens in the abortion process. Of course, this was brought out in the movie Gosnell that you and I talked about, which I think was an important movie. And the theaters did everything they could. I mean, they were under a lot of pressure. The left was going nuts and doing everything they can to squash this. And I can't wait for this movie to be released on DVD because I'm going to, you know, what we'll be seeing is a lot more people viewing that movie as they should. And one of the key elements is, you know, the explanation of the abortion process and how a child is torn limb from limb out of his mother's womb. And go ahead.
On that last debate with Ms. Clinton and President Trump, and he says, ripping little babies apart in their mother's body, that, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he said, that's wrong. That is just wrong. And Gosnell really did show that. And like I say, don't forget Roe v. Wade. We're in post-production, and we still need a little help getting that out because we're getting the same pressure. All of these films that are telling the truth, but we still have to persevere. We have to push through.
Right, exactly. Dr. Alveda King is with us. We've got more. We're going to be talking about the post-midterm wars solution, and it's all about prayer. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. King after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez Live.
Okay, back with you just the way you like us, fresh and very independent. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Alveda King is with us. She sent a Thanksgiving. I love your Thanksgiving card, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving from Evangelist Alveda King. And it says, give thanks with the acrostic. So give thanks to God for his indescribable gift. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. And his courts with praise, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God, our Maker. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God. Happy Thanksgiving, Alveda. Thank you. That's
praise
very nice
God,
of you.
Praise God. Thank you, Will, and to your whole listening your listening audience. If I think about that, I was speaking to someone on the phone this morning, and we began to go into the praise and the thanksgiving to God for the whole, just we have to do that. And that is really where all of our answers are, as you know. And so we just have to say that.
Yeah, it's not in hanging chads or any political figure. It is the very God of the universe who has created us all that tells us all the time, Alveda, no matter how bad it gets, the deal is still on. I mean, the very thoughts when you were in your mother's womb and I was knitting you together and I was designing you for this grand purpose, the deal is still on regardless of what you think in terms of your worth. God looks at you much different. I mean, you're so worthy that he sent his son to die for us. I mean, if you think about that for a moment, wow, it just dissipates the lies of the devil, doesn't it?
It does. And I guess before you went to break, you said that we would get back to solutions and all the solutions. Mm-hmm. Please, everything we just said about Hillary Clinton, let's pray for her regardless.
Yes.
If you look at all of these other issues, I'm telling you, I'm here in Georgia, and I think they've done a recall for the Secretary, not a recall, a runoff for the Secretary of State position. So people are
for the governor, right?
Well, I think the Secretary of State, well, he is the Secretary of State, I'm sorry. So now they want to do a runoff with him and for the governorship. But we just have to move forward and understand that everything is not as it seems. And I try not to have these conversations about the left, the right, the Republicans, the Democrats, because for me the frequency is even higher. Everybody needs to do right, and everybody needs to get back to God. So I'm an evangelist now, not a politician. But it's going to be very important that they get that vote out again and that we vote for righteousness, not a party, but to vote for righteousness. I think that's the point I really need to make.
Right. And I appreciate that. And I find myself in the same conundrum at times, because it's easy as you get into this conversation to get off track. And, you know, and this is the thing, you know, as the Apostle Paul said, the very thing I want to do, I don't do. That's what I don't. I do. You know, so we run into this stuff and trying to, you know, ferret it out. But this is also why I find myself oftentimes telling people I'm a but God Christian. They go, but God, what does that mean? I say, well, in the Bible, you often read about all these travails and things that come up. And then you get that powerful transitional phrase that says, but God. And when you hear that, it just gives you some peace, doesn't it? Because, you know, especially, you know, he's real clear. He didn't make any suggestion about it. He's clearly stated, said that he's the one that places authorities in position is by his hand. So regardless, as I said, of hanging chads or maybe ballots that are found in indescribable rental cars or whatever that come up, God is still in control. And the right person for the job, whether it's Florida, you know, wherever it is, in Georgia, you know, by God's hand, they will be selected.
Amen. And we have to believe that and continue. But there's always, there are lessons to be learned. Because even with Justice Kavanaugh, I asked God during that time, and it was a rough time. I said, God, now you've shown me in my heart that he didn't do these things. So why are you allowing him to go through this and suffer? And God said, well, when somebody gets in front of him and says, I didn't do it, he might think twice before he rules, you know? And I think with these other situations, too, African-Americans have voted as Democrats for a long time. We used to be Republicans. We became Democrats. We bought the lie that we belong to one party, forgot that we belong to God and that we should vote according to the Bible, not to a party. And so looking at this, though, there the Democrats often will say, we don't have to do anything for the blacks because they're going to vote for us anyway. Just give them a few pennies and do that. The Republicans don't stir up their vote because they're going to vote for Democrats. So the Republicans wouldn't go after our vote, which makes President Trump is unique, period, in my book. I voted for him. I support him. He came and said, black people, I want your vote. What do you have to lose? Yeah. And then the black people got mad. What do we have to lose? You don't know. I say, wait a minute, sir, what do we have to gain and what are you going to do?
Yes.
He says, I'll tell you what, I'll make you safe, secure, bring more jobs to you, to help you stop killing all these babies. He went on, and everything he said he would do and more he has done. So I believe that we need to start voting for righteousness and to honor the position and office of the President of the United States and to give him all the help we can need, and that means to vote according to the Bible.
Right. We do have a civic responsibility, and you and I have discussed this before. Traditionally, the church, when you think about these key areas, whether it's civil rights, the founding of our nation, two world wars, at the forefront of all this has been people of prayer. It has been the church that has led the way every time. And for a time such as this, again, we need to lean on the church. We need to count on the church. In fact, anecdotally and kind of surprisingly and at the same time, and I say surprisingly not to the people of faith, but to the secular community that told Gallup here about 18 months ago, they called us and said, where's the church? We're in trouble. We're not hearing from the church. I had to laugh because I go, well, you told the church to shut up. You told them to pack up their Ten Commandments and all their God things and get the heck out of the public square, right? And now that it's in total chaos, you're going, hey, you know, send us some help.
And that's why we have the religious freedom. It wasn't a bill. President Trump did that executive order. He said, church, you need to talk. Preachers, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And he says, let me do this now so you can talk again. And we can. So let's remind us in the church, Christians, not just the pastors, but the members and the body. And we have a right and a responsibility to speak out in the public square. Again, I was looking up because I was praying for civility and nonviolence. And I'm still praying for that as well. And the word civil comes out of the Latin meaning citizen. And that's where we get our citizenship and we become citizens of this great nation. So we should be civil. We should take seriously our civic responsibilities, which includes voting. We should not call ourselves politicians. We just need to be Christians. Even those who hold those offices need to do that. So that's where we are these days.
Yeah, we're called to hold people into account. And as I was reading a couple of weeks ago, Alvita, it came out really clear. God was showing me that, again, in looking at his church not only was created, to get the gospel message out there, but to be the caretaker of truth. When today truth has been so under attack and it's all relevant, and, you know, as we talked about when we first started talking, words have been twisted around. They don't mean what they, they say they mean and where we grew up and understood them to mean.
Let me break in real fast. I've got a new album, Tender Moments Along with God, is out there on the internet. It's got Oh Holy Night on there. You talked about my Thanksgiving message. So I'm going to be trying to bring cheer and truth and the word through music, through my book, AlvitaKing.com and CivilRightsForTheUnborn.org.
And that's where you need to go also to donate and do what you can to help with the movie Roe v. Wade, right?
That's right.
You got it. Dr. Alvita King on Bill Martinez Live. Alvita, as always, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Come on, salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Goldbond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Goldbond Crack Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid at Walgreens.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfires continue to wreak havoc in California, north and south. More than 10,000 structures have burnt to the ground in the Camp Fire, which has also killed 56 people. A Cal Fire spokesman has more numbers on that blaze.
35% contained. Total personnel assigned to the fire, 5,473.
In the south near Los Angeles, the Woolsey fires destroyed about 450 buildings. That fire is also blamed for at least three fatalities. Lawyer Michael Avenatti is denying charges of domestic violence after his arrest in L.A. The lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels calling the allegations completely bogus, saying they're meant to hurt his reputation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and guess who we got back with us? Karen Cataline is back, who received her master's degree in social work from Columbia University, a frequent guest host on many talk radio shows, and of course, we always love having her here, and she is a proud Colorado native, so maybe she might be able to explain what's going on in that state, huh?
Oh, God.
Can anybody explain what's going on in any states? I don't care if it's Arizona, California. To me, it's almost like what is that cheese that is total? It's a total mystery to me. That people
Limburger?
Use and dip. No, yeah, that too. That's a mystery. That's it. Velveeta cheese. I don't understand
Velveeta.
It. It's a mystery.
Yes.
Velveeta cheese.
It's not cheese, and people love it. You know, weird.
Maybe that's their sub slogan. It's not cheese,
yeah.
But people. I love it. That's great.
I think maybe that you've hit on something. The Democrats
because
sold something that isn't real, and they've got people to think that they love it.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, well, Barack Obama has taught them well. I mean, he told them up front, if you go back, when he made his announcement that he was running for president in 07, it just sounded so good. It was so patriotic. It wasn't the Republicans and Democrats. It wasn't all this tribalism. It was about the United States of America. And what did he end up delivering? But just the opposite.
The opposite. The exact opposite, which of course
you want your doctor. You want your doctor. You can keep your doctor, right? No.
Yeah, and it's going to be a post-racial world where we're all going to get along. Wrong.
Wrong.
Sadly, you know, when I wrote, I got to tell you, Karen, I wrote a commentary about this the other day. You know, people are really, when you talk about Michelle Obama, it's like you're on hallowed ground. You got to be real careful. But she really opened up the other night with Robin Roberts and laid it out. I mean, talked about their sex life and everything else. But, you know, what I was impressed with, I mean, as I was having a tough time hearing her because there were certain things that she was saying that just, it doesn't square up with me. And so the other thing that, that kind of blew me away is I saw how, you know, people admire her. They adore her. And I'm thinking, you know, what a shame. Because of what she could have done and what her husband could have done, you know, the first black couple in the White House, the first black president, in terms of what you just referenced to, unifying the people, you know, putting all this civil persecution in the, you know, in history where it belongs, and, you know, let's forgive, let's have mercy, let's move forward for the goodness of all. And what happened, it ended up becoming just the opposite. In fact, I thought, you know, when she opened up and talked about, you know, some of the prejudice that she first experienced, it wasn't at the hands of white people. It was her neighbors, black people, who said, you know, who are you the way you talk? You know, you're like some uppity black chick here that you're going to end up getting your butt beat, you know, for, you know, talking the way you do. And that was at the hands of other blacks. It wasn't white people. So I'm going, hey, what's all that about? Again, we're back to Velveeta cheese, right?
It's all Velveeta. It's just in politics today. I want to take issue with something that you said. I mean, I could talk to you for hours because you're just so much fun to talk to, and especially when I disagree. When you say people love Michelle Obama, I think what the left is particularly good at doing is creating a mandate for thinking a certain way, and so with the help of a corrupt media, they tell you what's in fashion to think. And there is a huge disconnect. In fact, I wrote a piece about this, about the cognitive dissonance of what people really think and what they either tell pollsters or what the media and the pop culture tells them they're supposed to think. We're supposed to be all enchanted with Michelle Obama, but the truth be known, a lot of people are a lot less enchanted with her than they would like you to think, but they don't tell anybody about it because they get bashed and they get called racist and they get called all kinds of things for just thinking something different. And, and you know, the left doesn't care about that as long as they pay lip service to it and as long as they keep stealing elections, which is a whole other story.
Yeah, I mean, I partially agree, you know, with what you're saying. I look at the human potential of it all, and I see the reaction. And, of course, this all could have been staged, you know, just the right people. I mean, there wasn't, you know, she wasn't going into some, you know, conservative headquarters by no means. It was, I think it was a school where she was, you know, coming into, and the kids just really reacted to her. And the way they did, it was very visceral. And I thought, wow, you know, even though I understand her and her husband were polarizing factors. I mean, you can't put Barack Obama in just about any place and everybody would want to, you know, cheer and you know, honor the king as they have in some places. There's no doubt about it. I agree with that perspective because, again, as we said, there's such polarizing factors. But for the people that they are endeared with, my goodness, you just sit there and I look at the potential, Karen, and just say, you know, potentially there could be a lot of good here. But unfortunately, it didn't work out. And maybe the left is convincing themselves without a standard bearer that maybe Michelle Obama, you know, should run for president.
That could have been the plan all along. And the person who gets recruited the most is the person who feigns disinterest. I'm not convinced that she doesn't want to and that she's even not going to because the left is comfortable with hypocrisy. As a matter of fact, I wrote that. How do you point out hypocrisy to those who don't mind being hypocritical? The only people that seem to mind that are Republicans who keep trying to point it out to the left, and the left says, huh? What hypocrisy? Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. They don't remember what they fought last Thursday, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, that's part of the disconnect, too, is that Republicans are working in an entirely different universe than Democrats are.
Good point.
And,
good point.
Sadly,
yeah, I mean, look
what, winning.
Yeah, look what happens in Arizona. Explain that to me. You've got a senator candidate who comes on, really insults the people of Arizona, says they're the meth capital or whatever, the meth state, tells America they should, be proud to join the Taliban, all this. And she ends up inheriting Jeff Flake's seat. I mean, there's just something
real
wrong with this.
I'm not convinced. This is happening all over the country, and I am not an expert. I'm going to be filling in on talk radio next week. I'm going to look for a guest. You can help me to help explain to me why it is that when the polls close, they're not closed. And
yes, right.
All the votes that they find, no matter where they find them, always help Democrats. It happened in a northern Colorado state house district, where the Republican was leading through the entire election and through the entire election returns on Tuesday. And then, voila, they find thousands of votes for the Democrat, and the Democrat is declared the winner. If we do not get to the bottom of this one, we're done.
They're not interested. They're not interested in it. I mean, all they're interested in is Russian collusion. I said when they first brought this up, I said, okay, let's look at the whole election process, all this stuff. Because the other thing that's in the Velveeta cheese mystery category for me is that people can die Republican, but the Democrats have a way of reviving them. They bring them back to life, and they come back as Democrats.
Yeah, they vote Democrat after death.
That's, how does that happen?
Talk about resurrection, and you thought they weren't Christians, see? They believe that voters never die. That's coming from a Jewish girl, too.
That's like you die when I say you die, and all the voting stations close when I say they're closed. And wait a minute.
Nothing is ever reality to them. What my point is, Republicans have got to get tough, and they've got to understand who they're dealing with. The people that get me the angriest, I may have said this before, are the so-called never-Trumpers who think that elections are the same as they were 20 years ago.
Right.
Karen, hang on.
Let me stop you right there, only because we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Karen Kettling right after this. Stay with us.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Karen Kennelly continues. Karen, you're exactly right. As we were going to break, you were talking about, you know, as much as the Democrats are delusional and they cannot see their own hypocrisy, the Republicans are delusional. They think that there's actually fairness in the election process. I mean, they've been getting their heads handed to them forever. I mean, with Barack Obama, I mean, what was it? In Pennsylvania, there were something like 58 districts that voted 100%. Not one vote for Mitt Romney. Maybe it was John McCain back then. Either McCain or Romney, not one vote for them, and 120% of the electorate voted. But yet, the attorney general at the time, Eric Holder, looked in the camera and says, there's no voter fraud that's going on. That's impossible. It just doesn't happen. And my response to him was, if there's no voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud?
Is there anybody in the whole wide world who understands what they did using, it's hard for me to even say this because it's so maddening, using a phony FISA warrant to frame a president to reverse an election? If you have even an inkling that they did that they used the IRS to go after everyday people so they couldn't organize and create a legitimate opposition to Barack Obama's second term. And on and on it goes. Anybody who watches that and who's willing to tell the truth about it, if they don't think these same people would cheat in an election,
no question.
You shouldn't let them drive because they're not sane.
Right. And this is government driven, as you said, the IRS, you know, John Koskinen and Lois Lerner before that. I mean, what they did to the Tea Party, I maintain that they affected at least six voting cycles with what they did. The very thing that Hillary Clinton, you remember, she was so sensitive about, you know, these are things that happen in third world countries, you know, political opponents being targeted and that. And you go, well, yeah, but, you know, it's happening here in America. So it's like, but, you know, the thing is interesting that you bring this up. Because this is another one of those thought bubbles that comes to mind here. Why is it with the Democrats, they are the hub of every conspiracy? You know, everything surrounds them. It's
because
like,
they generate them.
Like you and I are talking right now. It's like,
Why is it that anytime you talk about the Democrats, you got to look for a tinfoil hat and go into the realm of the conspiratorial, because there's no admission. There's only hypocrisy, as you mentioned. Denial, denial. It's kind of like what Dinesh D'Souza talked about a long time ago, what he found out when he got to hang around with some jailbirds, you know, when he was put on timeout.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Barack Obama, and that administration, another targeted political advocate. And so didn't slap his hand like they did to every other Democrat. But for him, no, he's got to go straight to jail. Don't pass go. You don't collect $200. Go there. But the learning experience for him was, he said, hey, I learned about the con. The con is that you never give up the con. You stay on the lie. That is the lie. You take it to your you know, to your funeral, to your burial.
I'm going to make a prediction.
You never give it up. Go ahead.
I'm going to make a prediction, Bill. God forbid, well, maybe not God forbid, but if Hillary, to us, is dumb enough, you know, if she actually runs again in 2020,
she wants to.
It's because she believes that they have corrupted the electoral process enough that she can cheat to win. That's what I'm concerned about, and us Republicans, excuse me, bad grammar, we Republicans had better start working on it now.
Yeah. Well, we've been saying, you and I have been saying this for a long time. I mean, going back, conservatives have got to wake up and understand there's no such thing as a fair playing field. The rules are one side for conservative, they're the other way, and a whole different rule book, you know, for liberals and progressives. There's no doubt. The very soul of our country is at risk here. It's on the line, and, you know, conservatives keep thinking that, it just doesn't, it's not reasonable. It's kind of like, I keep using this phrase because I think Brett Kavanaugh's mom left us with something that we need to hold to. When she said that, when they were around, he was saying, when they were around the dinner table, you know, she would practice her closing statements to the jury, you know, the juries that she was presenting her case to. And part of her closing statement was, you know, use your common sense. What's reasonable is reasonable. What isn't, isn't. And that's out the door, because, what happens is there's all this sleight of hand and this kabuki theater that is taking place on the side of progressives that they never give it to you straight. You know, like we said with Barack Obama, hey, you want your doctor? Keep your doctor. You're going to pay less. We got shovel-ready jobs for you. Shovel-ready with a bunch of manure.
And when did he ever pay the price for that? Did he ever pay the price for that?
No. They still pick him. They still pick him as one of the best presidents we ever had. I don't get the number.
Sonny.
It's Velveeta. It's Velveeta cheese. I'm telling you, it's Velveeta,
Velveeta
cheese.
Velveeta. That's the Velveeta theory of politics. We've got it.
Okay. So help me understand what happened with the hashtag Me Too score in the midterms. We know that it definitely had an effect as far as Brett Kavanaugh and that side. But what about, you know, those advocates who looked at the, you know, that were saying, look at this whole movement, the whole hashtag Me Too movement was going to be the entry, the portal for progressives?
Well, I think, sadly, they did exactly what I expected them to do. We don't have the numbers yet because they're not through cheating yet. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Is that a horrible thing to say? They're not cheating yet, and
you got to open. You got to go down. You see, in Florida, you got to go down and open up every trunk in Broward County because you don't know where the ballots are going to fall out of. You know, so you got, they're still opening trunk lids right now.
And the only ballots you ever find are Democrat ballots. Those are the only ones you ever find. And of course, when the polls close, they're never closed. I don't understand that. It's head scratching beyond belief. But they were very successful in sending a huge number of women to Congress. But interestingly, the media, and it's somewhere around 100 or more of women. But there were also a bunch of conservative women, at least, well, I know it's not a lot, but it's six or more that won their races both for governor and elsewhere. But the media will not report that because to them, Republican women are not women. They're just Republican.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there were two Muslim women who are extremely virulently hateful towards Israel and the Jewish people. And they are they have said, I'm not making this up, that they are pro-terrorists.
Right. Who are they going to caucus with? Is there a pro-terrorist, anti-Israel, caucus that you and I
probably
don't know about?
Yeah. And the media touts them as the first two Muslims to be Muslim women to be elected to Congress. But it's funny how they always leave out the things that they don't want people to know about. They're absolutely colluding with misinformation. And no matter how much people say they don't like Trump's style, the truth is Trump tells the truth. And if the media is willfully lying to the people about who these people are, that they are Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers, then the only people that are really telling the truth about that are the grassroots Republicans and Donald Trump himself. And so, again, they're spinning a yarn that they want us all to believe that we're becoming more tolerant, but we're really only becoming more tolerant towards racists themselves who hate certain groups that it's okay to hate. And
exactly.
The reason this is all so important is because if you think anything the left says makes an ounce of sense, then you need to see a mental health counselor because it's meant to make you crazy.
You know, and you bring up a good point here because when, you know, we point it out and, you know, we kind of laugh about it. But sadly, I mean, people are out there, you know, you say driving, you know, operating in life. They're affecting their kids. They're influencing other people.
They're ambulatory, Bill. They're actually putting one foot in front of the other. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, some of the things that she said are fourth grade. And yet, you know, she's actually walking and putting one foot in front of the other. And those are the people the Democrats love, you know, because they know.
Did she find an apartment yet?
The way they want. Huh?
Did she find an apartment yet? She was homeless there for a while. Did she?
She can't afford it because she needs a government program. And now I think they'll probably, sweep a whole new bunch of homeless people into Congress so that they can have a place to live. I don't know.
She needed a $3,000 pair of shoes instead of paying her rent, is what was reported on one. And everybody makes their choices, but
we have to have a way to expose this stuff. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is that the more dumbed down the public gets, and by the way, I just got to say this for an optimistic moment anyway, while we rant and rave and commiserate about all this, the enormous show of support that Donald Trump got everywhere he went proves and shows that, yes, there is an enormous split in this country, but a lot of people, their heads are exploding like yours and mine, saying, what do you mean? You mean to tell me you do not understand what's going on here? I think that is at the heart of Trump's support. People who watched what happened during the Obama years, they understood that we were losing our country, and that's what Trump speaks to, and that's what the left hates because he's so effective.
Well, we got to leave it right there until we talk again. Commentator, columnist, talk show host herself, Karen Kadlin on Bill Martinez Live. Karen, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said...